grows, that from that produce he's giving the Ma'aser Rishon, the first Levi meant to leave it over, he has still the rights of it. So it's not like a Dovah Shalom B'Liyulim, because it's a Shear in the Kinyan, he meant to leave over this property for him to still use. The Gemara says, Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Zaysay Meris, from here we have a proof to say, that Hamoich Bayis Lachaveroi, if somebody sells a house to his friend, the Yomalon, it says like this, Amanashe Diyuto Hel Yoinish Shali, I'm making a condition that the top of the house, the top layer, still belongs to me, so Lachor is Diyuto Hel Yoinish Shaloi, the top layer of the house still belongs to him. So really the question is like, what is he being meisiv in this tonight? That we learned anyway before we had a Mishnah, that if you sell a house and if you have a gag in the top of the roof, there's a makah, gavoya, yutvochim, you do not sell the makah, you do not sell the top of the roof. So anyway you're not selling here the top of the roof. So like, what are you adding on this tonight? What are you being meisiv here? Anyway the top of the roof still belongs to you. Samar says, Lamai Hilkos, so what did you mean to add over here? Samar says, Rabbi Zvidoma, Shimrotzal Hoitzi, Bozizin Moitzi, we want to extend the beams out of the roof, in other words, go into the Chotzer. You also have a right to use the Chotzer. That's the Chiddush over here. Minastam, sure you have a right to use the roof, but not to project a beam going out into the Chotzer in front of the house. Here that you made this condition, you mean to include also the property of the Chotzer. And that's Taki Chiddush, and even though you didn't speak it out, but Mestam, that's what the Tanai means. Where our Papa said, it means it like this, Shem Rotza Livno Esali Yagaba Boina, that if you want to build an attic, a double story, on top of this roof, you're allowed to do it. That's what your condition was. In other words, according to our Papa, you can't add in so much into the Tanai to say, you're allowed to use the Chotzer. Since you didn't speak out about the Chotzer that you can't use, just means that on top of the house, you could still use. And the Gemara later speaks out, the Churub Sheet, like we learned before, anyway you're allowed to use the top of the Gag. And the Gemara later says, the Chiddush Shav, that even though it falls down, you're allowed to rebuild it. Minastam, you could only use the Gag, calls the monitor there. But when it falls down, you can't tell him to rebuild it. Here, since you made this condition, the Chiddush Shav, you could even tell him to rebuild it. Now the Gemara says like this, Bishleim, Mother Rav Zvid, Hanu Zatoni Zaysomeris. According to Rav Zvid, did you tell me a Chiddush Shav that you're even allowed to use the Chotzer, not just on top of the house, even in the Chotzer, that's a Chiddush. That's the good Zayis Samaris. When you make a Tanai, we say that in order for the Tanai to be Mekayim, you mean what you're saying, and you mean other things also. Elul Rav Popo, my Zayis Samaris, according to Rav Popo, what's the Zayis Samaris? Versus Kasha. According to Popo Chura, not anything new in the conditions, the Farish light that you spoke out in the Tanai, Pshita, that's something good. There's no real Chiddush. What do you have to come on to the Zayis Samaris for? The Gemara says true, that's Taka Kasha. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Dimi Minadoi, Haiman de Mazvim Le Beisel Echavrei, if somebody sells his house to his friend, is Afagav the cost of Le Umkavarumo, even though he wrote inside the Shtar, the height like, and the depth of the house, still Tzorach the Michtav Le, still is right inside the Shtar, that Kni Lecho, you should be kindness, should become yours, from way deep down the underground, viyad rumor key until the skies. That's what you should add in if you want to sell the whole thing. So it says, my time, like, what does the lakeh have to gain for having so much in ishtar? Because I'll tell you, the umkavaruma bistam alaykoni. Because minastam, if I sell you the house, you do not mean to give him the rights on top of the house or the rights underneath the house. Minastam, the house only means the house, that's all. Therefore, ahani umkavaruma. When I say that I'll also sell you the height and underneath it, so it helps lemikni umkavaruma. It helps you that underneath the ground you're also allowed to dig there. It belongs to you, and on top of the house you have the rights to it. That's all. But for ahani mitoim aryo v'yad rumrikiya. But it also helps the fact you're adding all the way deep down, all the way up lemikni bor v'dus mechilus. That should also be kind of a bor and a dus and a mechilos, means like tunnels or ditches of ground or dus that's even something built on top of the ground that you store your water in it. In other words, these things are not directly underneath the house, they're on the side of the house. Still, it's included in the sale. So, Mora says, Lema, Messiah, let me bring you proof. We had it says in Mishnah later that, V'lo yesa bor, V'lo yesa dus. That when you sell the house, you do not mean to include the bor and the dus. Even though you say inside that you're selling the height and like underneath the house. So it's not included. Now the question is, if you tell me, you also mean to include the height and underneath it. If so, when you wrote in this shtar umkavarumi, it's extra. If so, lahani umkavarumi yulamikne barva dosu mechilos. Sakam, these extra words don't mean to include also, you want to sell the bar and the dosu and the mechilos.